Imagine that they would scream their head off today like this. A woman, that, the word needy doesn't mean, it means a person that's pushed away. Okay, so we have borrowed that term and we've applied it to a woman who is tzemeya. And here, I don't know what the pshat is. Here it says mei nida. Here the word in its face value refers to water of purification. And I mean, what are you going to say? I mean, let's just talk about this for a moment. You have the word kodesh. What does kodesh mean? So we had a whole, we always talk about this. Kodesh, we like to translate the word, it means that it's holy, it's sacred. It's sacred. It's consecrated. But that's not really what it means. It means designated. How do you know it means designated? Because there's something in the Torah called a kedesha. A kedesha, a woman that is designated for zinus. There's something called a kodesh, a male who is dedicated for zinus. The word kodesh doesn't mean holy, it means put aside. So when you're dealing with holy matters, you put aside something, you put it away for holiness. Shabbos, Shabbos is kodesh. Shabbos is put aside, it's designated. Okay, when a man marries a woman, he says, Hare at mikudeshes li. What does it mean, mikudeshes? Ratoisvah says the Pharisee, Daf Gimel, Mesechta Kiddushim, you are designated. You are designated to me. I showed this week, this Shabbos, I showed a person who's a very big expert in these things. I showed him, we got into a discussion with Tzoy Shabbos on the way home from Shul, and I told him, did you see the article Siddur? It says, Haret Mikudeshes Li, it says there, we're hereby consecrated. He couldn't believe it. He couldn't believe it says that in the article Siddur. For 25, 30 years already, you are hereby consecrated to me according to the rituals of the Jewish, the Kedas Moshe of Yisrael. I'm lazy, I don't have the patience to sit down and write a respectable letter to Art Scroll. It would take me probably 2 hours to write a nice Bakovetic letter to Art Scroll with the ultimate Derech Eretz. And trying to, you know, point out that in my limited knowledge, this is a very great avla that the article Siddush translate the word Haret Mikudesh Asli B'tabazu Kedas Moshe Yisrael to mean you are consecrated. There's nothing further than the truth. That's a Christian philosophy. It's a Christian idea to say that a woman is consecrated through marriage. No such thing. Marriage is designation. It's a Feirush HaTosfos. How could you write that? And then my next thing was, how could you say that the translation of the word kedas is according to the rituals? It's not the rituals, it's the law. The law. There's custom, there's ritual, there's law. Das means law. Ritual is a lightweight word. It's a lightweight. So I'm just too lazy to sit down, but he was so excited when I told him. He told me, I really wonder if he, Mitzvah Shabbos, he already sent them an email. I'm afraid, though, that he sent a nasty email, not a nice, because this guy is not always so nice. He sent them a nasty email complaining. I'm really curious to see what the response will be. But what am I trying to point out over here is that you have the word kodesh. Kodesh means set aside. There's a kedesha. There is a kodesh. Shabbos is kodesh, meaning it's set aside. We like to use the word kodesh to mean, since in most of these matters, it's set aside for matters of holiness, the base HaMikdash. The base HaMikdash is the place that's set aside. Who is it set aside for? For Hashem. Now, the question now is, when it says over here, Mei Nida, so what is Nida? Maybe you want to give me to say the same exact answer. And when it says here the word Mei Nida, Nida means water that's pushed away. Water that is no vinod, a wanderer. What do you mean a wanderer? You're not part of society. You are pushed out of society. This water is very special water. It only comes about through enormous preparation and cost and care and effort. The water is put aside. It's pushed away from society so that it should not become contaminated. Rashi here, actually in the beginning of the parasha, says that they put the paraduma water in three places. when they made the part of the ash, at least the ashes were put away in three different locations. One was put in the chel, like in the bay, on the way into the Beis HaMikdash. I don't know why dafka there. Other was put on, it was on Har HaZeisim, and another collection of the ash was put away, was given to the Kohanim, to the Mishmaros. Okay, but that's the ash. What about the water? The water that you mix with the ash, it's called Mei Nidah. And we like to loosely translate this word as water of purification. Is that really what it means? I mean, that's the concept. But what is the literal meaning? The word Nidah, a woman who is Tameya, a man lives with a woman who's a Nidah, he's Chayav Karis. So what does it mean a woman who's a Nidah? She is pushed away. Like Rabbi Meir said, the Ethiopians, get out of the house. Go live in the garage. Go live in the basement. Pushed out. Water, this type of water, you push out of society so that it should not become contaminated. Loi zorak olav, it was not, the word zorak is a very rough word. When it comes to application of blood on the Mizbeach, there are many different words that are used in the Torah. There is zurika. Zurika means you literally throw the blood. Then there is shaficha. You pour blood. The Korban Pesach, you don't throw blood, you pour it. There is shaficha. You pour the blood gently on the base of the Mizbeach. There is the word nesina. By a Korban Chatos, the Kohen dips his finger into the blood and he delicately noisen, v'nosan al karnoisan Mizbeach. He puts his finger delicately on the corners of the Mizbeach, and then there is something called then there is Zurika. Now Zurika is done by basically most of the Korbanos, Lamata Michura Sikron, and the way the Zurika works is you hold in your hand the bucket of blood, a Klis Shares, and you basically throw the bucket in a way, you don't let go of the bucket, but you thrust the bucket towards the Mizbeach, so that, and then you stop the velocity of throwing, and then the sudden stop of holding the bucket causes the blood inside of the bucket to continue to fling and go forward on the wall of the Mizbeach. That is called Zurika. Then there's something called Hazah. What is Hazah? That's sprinkling. For example, the Kohen goes on Yom HaKippurim, and he dips his finger into the bucket, and he's maze. What's maze? Maze is you put your finger into the bucket, and you flick with your finger, not with the utensil. That's called Hazah. Zurika is you don't put your finger into the bucket. You throw the whole bucket, and you don't let go, but you thrust it, and you stop. And as you stop, the blood inside continues to leave and splash. It's really splashing. Zurika, I think a good word for Zurika is to splash. You splash the blood on everyone. So the most of the translations, they translate the word Zurika as to sprinkle. That is totally incorrect. Zurika, sprinkling, is maze. Maze is where, so we have all these different words. There is nesina, zurika, hazah, and shvicha. And by a bird, there's metzitz, is you squeeze the neck of the animal, of the bird, on the wall of the mizbeach, and the blood comes out. That is matzitz. So how many words
Malika?
Do we have? What? Matzitz. No, Malika is shchita. That Malika is the death, is the way you take the life of the bird. But after you take the life of the bird, you squeeze its neck to hold the blood from coming out, and then you go to the mizbeach, and then you let go of the neck, and then you basically shove it. You squeeze the neck of the animal on the mizbeach, and the blood spurts out. So there are all these different ways to put blood on the Mizbeach. You can put it there delicately by the Karban Chatos on the corners, Zerika. You can do, most Karbanos, you do what's called a Zerika, where you throw the bowl of blood, you splash the blood on the wall of the Mizbeach. Your fingers never come in contact with the blood when you do Zerika. Then there is Hazah, sprinkling. Sprinkling is not done too often. Sprinkling is done only on Yom Kippur. You sprinkle inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim and on the Poreches and on the Mizbeach Hazav. Then there's Shaficha. The only carbon has Shaficha, I think, is the carbon Pesach. Maybe the carbon Toida has Shaficha. And then there is, by a bird, there is being Meitzitz. Meitzitz means you squeeze. You squeeze the neck of the animal on the Mizbeach. Five different ways to apply blood to the Mizbeach. Here, we're dealing with water. And we're dealing with water, and it says the water of Zorak. Loi Zorak Olav Tomehu. Now, what does that mean? How do you apply the water? Now, I was always under the impression, it says in the pasuk, you take the Ezoiv, the hyssop, and you dip the hyssop into the bucket of water, and then you sprinkle upon the person's head. So the word Zorak is not the right word. It's not the right word. The correct word, which should be Yamaze, not Zorak. So what is the answer? I'm just thinking out loud with you. The answer is that no, the word Zorak is the correct word, because where is the water? The water is not on your finger. The water is trapped in the Ezov. You have a piece of grass and you dip the grass into the water. The water is, I don't know if it's absorbed. I'm not, what is an Ezov exactly? Hyssop, what is hyssop? I don't have a clue as to what a hyssop is. It's some type of grass. Question, is this grab absorb the water? Or does this grass just gets wet and there's water along the surface, like a leaf? You have a leaf of a regular tree. Go out into the street, there's a tree, there's a leaf. I don't know, my impression is there's no water. When you dip a leaf into water, the leaf doesn't absorb anything. It's on the surface. So, you know, this, it's wet, it's on the surface, it's a drop of water, you know, somehow it didn't fall off, the drop didn't fall off the leaf. So you take, when you go and you flick it, and you cause the liquid that's on the leaf to fall off, that's taka called Zerika. Because anything that's in a receptacle, and you fling the receptacle, and then you suddenly stop, the force of velocity that's in the liquid, and not being contained, will continue to travel and move and hit its target. So what I'm suggesting is the word hazor is only when you do it with your fingers. But if you're not using your fingers, then and you want to apply blood in such a motion, so the correct word is zurika. So when you're using a bucket, certainly that's called zurika. But likewise, when you're using hyssop and you're not dipping your finger into the water to apply it to the person who is tameh, but instead you're dipping azoiv into the water and you're now going to fling the azoiv, indeed the word vizorak is the appropriate word. Okay, so this is something very curious to me. The word zurika. Why is it called, why do we use the word zurika? Meini dolor zarak olaf tamehu. And by the way, the Gemara here says, the Gemara here points out, this is a very strange pasuk. Why is it a very strange pasuk? No one would write such a pasuk. You would write a pasuk in any class, I would say in any grade, in any school, and you would write this pasuk the way it is, you would not get credit. You would fail the course. Because the pasuk over here doesn't tell you what's going on. The pasuk over here says, the ish asher yitma v'lo yischata. Read it at face value. A man becomes tamei. How did he become tamei? He went to a funeral. And in the room, in the chapel, there's a dead body. So walking into the funeral, he becomes tamei. V'lo yischata. He goes home and he does not purify himself. So what happens to him? He's chayiv karis. What? Why in the world is he chayiv karis? Because he did not purify himself. Read it literally. The ish asher yitma v'lo yischata. So what is the consequence? V'nichasa hanefesh ahi mitrech hakohol. Why? Ki es mikdash Hashem timei. What? Where does it say in this pasuk that this fellow contaminated the Beis HaMikdash? Mainly the water of purification, lo yizrak alof tamehu. Ikor choser min hasefer. Obviously the pasuk means the person became tamei, and he didn't just go home. He walked into the Beis HaMikdash. Oh, you walk into the Beis HaMikdash and instead of contamination, you're not purifying yourself. Okay, we understand. He's in the Chayav Karis. But guess what? That's not what it says in the Pasuk. The Pasuk does not make mention that that's what he did. We have to figure this out backwards. And indeed, the Gemara asked this question, and I don't remember what the Gemara says. The Gemara does take note that this Pasuk is a very unusual Pasuk, and the Pasuk of here is making assumptions that would not be obvious to us. What is Rashi saying? On this Pasuk, Isha Sher Yitma, Ve'im Noim Nemar Mikdash, Loma Nemar Mishkan, there's a contradiction over here. What's the contradiction? Because it says under the word Mikdash, and it says later Mishkan. Okay, there's another pasuk. Where is the other pasuk? I don't know. Not in this pasuk. Here, this pasuk is the word Mikdash, and there's another pasuk later on where it says the word Mishkan. Kidi'isa b'shavuos, and the Rashi here is not telling you the secret. I don't know what the secret is. Is that they have the same kedusha. The Mishkan of Moshe Rabbeinu is equivalent to the Mikdash of Shlomo HaMelech. And everything in between, the Mishkan Shiloi, there was a Mishkan Shiloi, Mishkan of Noi V'Givoi, those are Mishkanos. All of those things have the same status as the Mikdash. There's no difference in Halacha. Here it says the word Mikdash.
Let me ask you.
Yeah.
You raise a good point. I'm looking at it. The requirements going back to Pasuk Yudches was not Zeriko, it was only Hizah, right? Suddenly it says at the end of this Pasuk.
Oh, here it attacks the word Vihizah. It says here the word right, Vihizah. Lakach Ezah, Vatel Vamayim Ishtar, Vihizah.
It wasn't thrown at him.
So we're interchanging words. I don't know the answer. It's a very tough question because, you're right, I don't know, because when it comes to the Korbanos, these words are very precise. We mentioned there are five different ways to apply blood on the Mizbeach. Every carbon has a different technique. And you cannot interchange. And l'chor, if you interchange, if you're not yoytze. The way the blood is applied to the Mizbeach is precise. If you need shvicha, you don't do zrika. If you need zrika, you don't do hazah. If you do hazah, you don't do mitzui. If you do mitzui, you don't do nisina. So there's precision when it comes to the korbanos. And here, when it comes over here, we have over here what appears to be a change in the words. And these words we know to be very precise. Let's look at the target. Let's see how he types the word v'hizah. V'hizah, v'yadeh. V'yadeh means hazah. Our pasuk 20, what does it say? It says, loy zorak. It says, loy zorak. What is the title over here? Lo is de riku, a different word. All right, let's see what it says at the top. That over here says, gvar, a person, di yisoy, that is tomei, v'lo yade alohi, and they do not, and he adds in words over here. Look what he adds in. So this is very interesting. Mr. Rappaport, are you there? Mr. Rappaport, I think the Targum is addressing this question. The Targum over here is addressing this question. The Targum over here adds in Isha Yidma V'lo Yischata, and he's not purified. And it says here, Mr. Rappaport?
Yes.
I think the Targum is addressing the question. Because the Targum is adding into the pasuk the word v'lo yadeh, the gvar person, di yisto aver es tamei, v'lo yadeh. The word yadeh means hazah. So he over here is saying, when it says v'lo yischata, included in the term, he is not purified, it means he did not go through the process of hazor, of sprinkling. He shall be cut off. This word appears so many times in Targum. The yish
says is the riko. Zeriko.
That's the end of the pasuk. That is the end of the pasuk. Yeah.
Where is the requirement for Zeriko in the other pasukim? There is no requirement.
So the Targum is addressing that, because look what the Targum does. In the beginning of the pasuk, the Targum adds in that the person has gone through hazor, not Zeriko. Look what the Targum says, Ugvar person, di yisto aderes tame, v'lo yadei alohi. And it was not sprinkled upon him. The word yadei is the translation of the word hazah. Go back to Pasuk 18. V'hizah. Look at the Targum over there. V'yadei.
I'm not contesting. I see the words. But my question is on the safer.
Right, yeah. I don't know. But I don't know. But obviously part of the answer to this question is to take note of the incredible thing that the Targum did. The Targum added words to the translation that do not appear in the Pasuk. And you have to suggest it has to do with your question. Why in Pasuk Yitches does it say the word Yazeh, and in Pasuk 20 it says the word Zorak, Zurika. So the Targum does not ignore the word Zurika. He mentions it explicitly at the end of the Pasuk, but he does something very unique. And he injects into the Pasuk, words that don't exist. And the words that don't exist are indeed consistent with what it says in Pasuk Yitches, that there must be a Hazah. Okay, v'sheitzei enosho hahu. Now over here, this is also very, very fascinating. Very, very fascinating. He says over here, the taich of the word ha-nefesh, this soul shall be cut off. He calls the nefesh a person. He doesn't do that. That's not common. When you say the person should be cut down, it means that the neshama, kores, what is kores? This is a very big sugi, mesechta kresos. What is kores? Is kores for the neshama, or is kares for the guf? Some say kares means that a person will leave this world before the age of 60, or before the age of 50. And some say the word kares means has nothing to do with this world. It's in the next world his neshama is cut off. And some say it's both. And then the question is, how then do you differentiate between kares and misa bidei shamayin? All very unpleasant things. But over here, it says v'nichosa, it always says v'nichosa ha-nefesh. And here, the Targum, it's a shocking thing that he says. The sheitzel, we cut off enosha. A person. A person is a physical human being. Okay, so this is a very interesting translation of very, very relevant to the sugya of the meaning of the word. What exactly is karis? Mitech ha-kol ha-hu, migoy kohola, areyos mik. Makdishod Hashem so'if, he has contaminated the holiness of Hashem. Di ad yusoloi is the riku. Now look what he does, Mr. May adoyusa. Adoyusa. What is the word adoyusa? This is an interesting word. I don't know what this word is. It's not yadei, or maybe it is. Is this the same word as the word yadei? The water of sprinkling, lo is diriku Elohim, was not sprinkled upon him, misa'ofu. This may answer the question. It could very well be, it seems like what the Targum over here is doing something very interesting. He's addressing this question again, Mr. Rappaport. And he's saying, why does it say the word zoyrak? So the answer is because when it says the word mei nida, it seems like he's translating the word mei nida to mean the water of yadei, the water of sprinkling, was not sprinkled. Now, you can't say the water of sprinkling was not sprinkled, because the Torah doesn't want to repeat the same word twice. So that means that we have no, the Torah, for whatever reason, in this expression, used the word zoyrak as a borrowed term. The word meinida, he's saying something very interesting. The word meinida, he translates as the mei adayusa. Adayusa, the aleph, the yud disappeared over here and it became an aleph. The water of sprinkling. You can't say the water of sprinkling was not sprinkled. The Torah did not want to say that because sometimes the Torah does not like to use the same exact word twice. Maybe because you start making drashas when it says, so therefore the Torah borrowed a word that is not precise in this expression. See, when we started today, we said the word nida is a very difficult word. I tell the word nida means water that's put out of society. Like a woman who is a nida, I assume it comes from the word nod. No vonod tiye ba'aretz. You will be a wanderer, which has a connotation. Leave this location. You may not be in this location. You are being pushed away because of your status of impurity. That's what I assume the word. So therefore, how does that apply to the word, to the water of Paraduma? So I made an assumption. The water of Paraduma is water that is put aside. It's like Kodesh. It's designated. It's pushed away. Don't leave the water of Paraduma lying around in your house. It's inevitable that someone's going to come in contact with it and touch it and contaminate it. It's put away in a safe place. That's what I assumed. It appears, possibly, that the Targum is not saying that it's wrong, that's not the pshat, or it's a different pshat, it's not the pshat. The word nida means sprinkling. Nida comes from yadei. The nun is a prefix. Okay, this is sophisticated grammar where nuns... You have that sometimes where nuns become prefixes in many words. Nachnumo. Nachnu Moshe said about himself, Nachnumo. What's Nachnu? Ah, Nachnu. We. Why then does it say Nachnu with a nun? Because sometimes a nun replaces an aleph. And an aleph replaces a yud. So, or maybe in the Targum, But it seems that the Targum is saying an awesome chiddush, that the word nida in this context means water of sprinkling, water of hazah water. And if the positive then is telling you this water must be sprinkled, why then did it say the word lo zoyrak? Why did it say lo hizah? And that's that. The answer would be because the Torah did not want to use the same words twice. Because whenever you have two words twice in an order, that opens up drashos. In the base medrash, they're going to stop being medayek. How come it says the word twice, the same word twice? It's coming to make a drasha. Torah over here says, there are no drashos here. Don't get carried away here. There are no drashos to be made. If I wanted there to be a drasha, I would say, Mei nida loy hizo. But in this case, there's nothing to darshan. It's just a statement. Therefore, I can't use the word, because, you know, you think about it in English. Well, let's go now, l'havel elef alfei avdalos. When you write English and you repeat yourself for eloquence and poetic repetition, you don't use the same word again and again. When you go look in these journals where people put in ads, they give blessings. You don't repeat the words more than once. When you want to basically elaborate and fill up the page with words, and you want to write another expression which is really the same exact thing, you do it, you write different vocabulary words. So it should not be, you know, flat and dull. So here also, in writing, you don't want to use the same word twice. Unless... there's a special drasha. Because having two words exactly the same, that's not usual. That's not the correct style. Use different words. So here, when we're using the word zoyrak, it's not to be taken literally, like it means by karbonos, which means to, by karbonos, but it means to sprinkle. So say sprinkling. We can't say sprinkling because we already said mei nidah, and mei nidah is miloshin yadei. The water of the sprinkling was not applied. So we borrow the word zoyrak to indicate that the sprinkling water was not applied. But it has to be sprinkled. How do you know it has to be sprinkled? Because it says the word nidah. Nidah means yadei. And the word zoyrak is just a eloquent way to express the sprinkling process. If it only says the word zurika alone in isolation, then it means to throw, to splash. But it doesn't say the word zorak in isolation. It says the word zorak together with the word nidah, mei nidah. Then the word zorak does not mean to splash. It means it's just coming to modify, it's coming to elaborate, to express the verb of the water that must be sprinkled. Okay, adayu soloi is the riku alohi misofu. So one thing today, it was very kedai, at least for me, is we have a lot of chidushim over here today. We learned over here today only, how many pesukim do we learn today? Oh yeah, only one pasuk, so we learned today. That's all we learned, can it really be? Yeah, we only one pasuk, but it was worth it. Hope it was worth it, I'm going to bore you to death here. But one pasuk, we learned a lot of chidushim, we learned over here the word, the ish asher yitma, okay, this whole pasuk is a tremendous chiddush, because this pasuk does not tell you exactly what happened. Ikar choser min hasefer. The pasuk does not tell you what the person did. All it says is a person becomes tamei and does not go through this process. He's chayav karas. Really? Really? What did I do? The pasuk is a mysterious pasuk. What did I do? So somehow the pasuk is meant to be understood that you went into the Beis HaMikdash or you ate kachin, even though it doesn't say that. That's chiddush number one. Chiddush number two, v'nichrasa. Targum says it means a person, not talking about the neshama. That's a tremendous chiddush. And we noted that the word nida is usually used by a woman. There's something called mesechta nida, right? You go and see mashas, mesechta nida. What is a nida? A woman who's been pushed away. That's where everyone learned on the word nida. And here it says the word mei nida, and we don't even go and use, manipulate the vowels. So what's this mean over here? So it's disturbing. What is it exactly? Does it mean that the water is pushed away from society so it should not become tamei? Targum seems to say the word nida in this context means sprinkling water. Water that is destined to be sprinkled, like it says in Pasuk 18, V'hizoh. And the Targum is obsessed with this. Don't make any mistake from the word Zorak, because number one, he adds into the Targum in the beginning of the Pasuk, doesn't say this in the Pasuk, V'lo yadeh, and then he's mechadesh, that the word Nida means sprinkling water. And therefore, because he cannot say the same word twice, back to back, he had no choice but to borrow the word zoyrak to express it being applied. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, thank you very much for coming. It was very worth it, at least for me. A lot of chidushim here. New things, never ever imagined. I would never learn this, never know this, if not for you. I am indebted to you eternally. Thank you very much. Blazer, Mayor, Mr. Rappaport, Zayigas, and everyone.
Thank you. Good night. How's Dorman?
Oh, he didn't come.
No, he didn't come.
Norman's not so well. They didn't come either. They didn't come either.
See you tomorrow.
All right. Feel good.
Talk to you.
All right.
We should learn. We should have said we're learning the Zeicha Nishmas Aaron Barab.
All right. It's automatic.
Yeah, and Leia Sara Bashmuel.
Shmuldav. Leia Sara Bashmuldav.
Okay.
Okay, Yashukoyach. Yashukoyach.